One last thing before we let you go today. We got an open mic on the KRMG app. We wanted to work in that question.
On the BA breakdown, Skyler, could you ask him if he had any word about bells, any updates or anything? It'd be interesting.
Yeah, we were kind of wondering about that, too. Is there any news on the Bells Amusement Park front?
Actually, there is, and I just shared this with the council members about an hour ago. I got an email from the president of the company, the Santa Cruz Seaside Company, and they advised me that they have made the decision not to pursue a new style Bells Amusement Park on that 102 acres and that they've engaged a local realtor to actually help them sell the land. And so they never submitted an application. I mean, there was an announcement. I do think they seriously looked at it, but they're right now they say they're going to be focusing on other properties when they're within their portfolio, and they will not be pursuing an amusement park here. And in fact, they hope to sell the land. They told me that if in fact they don't sell the land, they'll put it back in their inventory and then look at options for the property sometime in the future. So Bells is not coming to East Broken Arrow.
Wow, that is big news to hear right here. So far as I'm aware, exclusively on KRMG, Michael, that is massive. We know a lot of fans of Bells were excited. Other people were kind of hesitant because they just weren't so sure about it. And we know those neighbors weren't so excited. There's a lot of people going to be reacting to this. Thank you for sharing that. We are out of time today, but we'll definitely want to follow up on that when we talk next week.
You will, my friend. You have a great week and look forward to talking next Tuesday.